Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We give him all the praise. Let me encourage you from the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 38 and 39. Anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. My dear brothers and sisters, at the cross is comfort, but after the cross is commitment. And that's where the call of Jesus is to his disciples. Very categorically and very clearly, he makes it a point that anyone who does not take up his cross and follow me, he is not worthy to be called my disciple. Let me encourage you this morning, my dear brothers and sisters, that the Bible teaches us that brokenness is a prerequisite to blessing and usefulness. No one ever achieves spiritual greatness until he has fully surrendered himself to God. Victorious living comes only as we abandon ourselves into the Lordship of Christ, becoming his loving bond slave. God's best for our lives is not the result of struggle. Rather, it is simply the acceptance of his perfect will and the recognition of his authority in every area of our lives. An unknown writer wrote, "Higher than the highest heaven, deeper than the deepest sea, Lord, thy love at last hath conquered. Grant me now my supplication, none of self, and all of thee." Beautifully written. I was listening to this beautiful hymn that I grew up singing during my growing up days, and I surrender all to Jesus, I surrender. And it was written by Judson Van Deventer, and he wrote this beautiful text, and he started to surrender his many talents to his all-wise Savior, and he writes, "For some time I had struggled between developing my talents in the field of art and going into full-time evangelistic work. At last, the pivotal hour of my life came and I surrendered all. A new day was ushered into my life. I became an evangelist and discovered down deep in my soul a talent hitherto unknown to me. God had hidden a song in my heart, and touching a tender chord, he caused me to sing." After making his decision to devote his life to Christian service, Van Deventer ministered with much blessing in extensive evangelistic work both at home and abroad. In fact, Billy Graham is one of many who claims that, Judson Van Deventer had greatly influenced their lives and ministry. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, let me encourage you. If you have lost the enthusiasm for Christ that you once had, make a fresh surrender to his will and lordship. It is one thing to love Jesus, and it's yet another level of being under the lordship of Jesus that you're saying, "Lord, I surrender my all to you. I will obey you. I will, Lord, submit my will to you and walk in obedience to the voice of the Holy Spirit." Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. We are so grateful, O Lord, that you constantly remind us, O Lord Jesus, that we are to follow you. We are to love you more than anybody else. That we are to give you the top priority in our lives. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that today, Father God, we surrender our will to the will of the Father. We submit our will to the will of the Holy Spirit who lives within us. And Father, I pray that, Lord, you'll give us the grace to obey. Give us the grace, O Father, to have a teachable heart and a teachable spirit where we can learn of the Spirit of God, of the Word of God, and live, O Father, in accordance to your scriptures. That is what is well-pleasing to you, O Lord, and I thank you for that. Today, Lord God Almighty, you'll give us that heart, give us that soul, to, Lord, to embrace, Oh, Father God, your goodness and your greatness in our lives. Abba, Father, today, Father, as your people step out to the jobs and to the businesses and running the errands for the day, I release your anointing upon them. Oh, Father, make it easy on them, oh, Father God, because, Lord, they are not yoked with the bondage of this world, but they are yoked with Christ. Oh, Lord God Almighty, and your yoke is easy to carry. And I thank you for that, Master. Give them favor and grant them, oh, Lord, their heart's desires and bless them. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Oh, Father, we know that sickness is not from thee. And therefore, we take authority, we rebuke it, we reject it, and we command it to get out from our bodies in Jesus' name and speak healing. Lord, I speak healing into everybody who's struggling with their health condition right now. And Lord, I release your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. For by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed and made whole. We thank you, we bless you, give you praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.